What's going on, everyone? It is July 3rd, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. And I don't know, I think I'm a little bit extra psyched today, probably because I get to go home early. Work has decided to let us go home a few hours early, so I am grateful for that. I'm going to soak in as much time as possible, might do a little happy hour thing today. Who knows? But you know, the sky's the limit. I feel, I guess, creatively full right now. And I think that happens when you start watching TV or, you know, listening to, like, yesterday I was listening to a podcast, the Creative Pen podcast by Joanna Penn, where she talks about, well, she does interviews with other, like, best-selling authors about how to really kind of create your business and all that stuff, and about writing strategies and all that stuff. So that was definitely something that kind of got my brain going and kind of and got me thinking about, you know, how I do my own thing. Then, you know, I get home, and I think I was kind of in a, a writer's mindset when I was watching TV. So I was watching Pose last night on FX, and I always say Pose FX because that's the hashtag. So, nobody's not gonna know what I'm talking about. So I watched Pose last night. I got all caught up. And just really kind of breaking down the characters and breaking down the storylines and breaking down, like, how they're telling the story. Things seem to be, in that show, things seem to be ramping up a little bit. I mean, we'll see where it goes. I don't want to spoil it for you because it just came out a couple days ago. So, I mean, it's not anything huge just yet, but we'll see where it goes. But I'm interested in that. And then this morning I was watching, I was watching Basketball Wives, which isn't super, like, a creative storyline, but it was really interesting. And it's really interesting to see how different, like, I think I watch reality shows just to, because I love the different motivations that different people have and how that informs their reactions to certain things and just how aware people are of themselves. And I think that that's a good way for me to kind of create genuine characters for my stories, because it's very easy to create a character and, you know, they know exactly what they want all the time. They know exactly how they're feeling all the time. You know, but it's even harder to make a more realistic character who may be lying to themselves, but the reader, and let the reader know that they're lying to themselves, but the character themselves doesn't know it. Like, that kind of subtle thing, it's very hard to convey. And I think I kind of use those real life examples to create characters sometimes. I think it's definitely a source of a framework for some characters sometimes about, like, the way humans think. And, you know, when I go home today, I am definitely going to jump into, you know, kind of creating an outline for one project. I have to do the screenplay synopsis. I'm like 80% there. 80% done, kind of figuring out what I would want the series to look like, but I've got to come up with an ending for that and kind of a way forward if this were going to be a multiple season series as opposed to, like, a mini series or something. And then, of course, I'm going to work on my book, but I'm going to do a little bit of each, and I guess that kind of dilutes how far I get on one project. But I just have a lot that I want to do, that I want to get done, and I don't know, I just feel like today is a good day to kind of spread the love a little bit. I think after today, I will be hyper-focused on that book once again and trying to get that done. But today, I don't know. I feel like I just have a lot in me. I almost wish I didn't have to go to work right this second because I don't want to lose this energy once I get home. Because when I get to work, you know, I'm writing all day. It's different stuff, but, you know, it's like I don't want to... It's just hard to get back into a different writing mode once you've done that all day at work. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to a fun day later on once I get out of work. And I will let you guys know what's going on with me later on in the day. Also, another thing that kind of came to my attention that I wanted to talk about was that I feel that, I don't know, I do a lot of covering up of my voice. That's something that I was thinking about yesterday as well. And I think I've talked about this a little bit, how I just don't like to get into a lot of confrontations, especially online. Because it's just like, it doesn't really go anywhere. And these people don't know you, so there's no kind of, usually I will say, and not say all the time, but usually when you have a disagreement with somebody online, there's no recognizing that the other person is a human being. And so they don't really cover the way that they say things. There's no showing of the tone that you're trying to get across. And part of it is just because it's all in words. And, you know, I'm an author, so I know how to convey a certain tone. Sometimes I don't care, but sometimes... But, you know, but then it's like it's different. It's difficult because I read with certain tones when I read. I don't know. It's weird. Part of it is just because it's written words. Part of it is just because people don't care. And then, you know, in my personal life as well, just because, you know, I talked about, like, I don't want that negative energy to kind of bring down my whole day and everything, and, you know, I just get very, flustered when that kind of thing happens. It's like, I will do it when I feel it's absolutely necessary, but aside from that, I don't really speak up very often. And I think that I need to start speaking up a little bit more. So that's what I'm going to try to do. It's not going to be anything confrontational or argumentative that I think I need to speak up on. You know, that's not what I'm saying, that I need to fight more. I just think that it's okay for me to have an opinion, and it's okay for me to speak my opinion or speak, you know, kind of assert my voice once in a while, you know, and that's what I'm going to work on. So, I don't know, that's it for me in the morning. I will catch you guys on the way back home, and maybe we can talk about a little bit more then. Thank you for listening. What's going on, y'all? I'm on my way back home from work, and it is a glorious 2 in the afternoon. So I am happy to be going home early, and I actually, while I was at work, I saw a house. You know, I'm still house hunting. It's just been a struggle, but I saw something that actually looks really promising. So I'm gonna go check it out now, and hopefully it is something that will work out for me, because it seems like something that would be easily snatched up by somebody with a little more cash. So hopefully it'll work out for me, but I'm gonna go take a look at it now and see what happens. But I'm excited, and once I'm done that, I'll be able to go home and do some other work. Hopefully I don't get distracted. You know, I'm just gonna do my little 5-minute mandate sit down, do my 5 minutes of work, and then see what it leads to, you know. So that's what I'm going to do, and I hope you have a great afternoon, a great evening as well. And happy 4th of July tomorrow. I might post something tomorrow. I'm not entirely sure. It might be an off day, or I might just post a little quick something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what moves me tomorrow. But if not, then happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.